My guest this week, Ms. Tammy Phillips. Tammy and her husband, Keith, they own Goff Funeral Home in Monterey. Community leaders up there for many, many years. And we're going to be talking to Tammy about her life in Monterey and their business in Monterey. But Tammy has a special story that we're going to talk about, too, that I guarantee is going to touch your heart. Tammy, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you and Keith, y'all been in the funeral home business for years. Let's go back before that, though. How did you and Keith meet originally?
I worked at Tutco after getting out of school, and I worked at Tutco, and I had a best friend that knew Keith. So she arranged for me to come to Monterey and to return. Back in the day, they had VCRs. And so she had a VCR that she had borrowed off of Keith. And she's like, you come up and spend the night with me and we'll go return that to him. And so
she's playing blind date set up
there,
weren't you?
So then she had me up to spend the night with her. And we had a game night and invited friends. And that's where I
first met him.
Yes.
Y'all been married, what, like 30-something years?
36 years.
Kids, grandkids.
We have two daughters and two grandsons.
That's amazing. And y'all are in a town the size of Monterey, in a business like y'all are. And, of course, Keith grew up in the funeral home business, right? When you think about Goff Funeral Home, you think about his stepfather, I guess, right?
Yes. Doc Goff was his name.
And so Keith's father, I think, died when he was young, and his mom remarried, and Mr. Goff was his stepfather. So I guess at some point he figured out that's what he wanted to do for the business and took it over, right?
Yes, he followed in Doc's footsteps and at an early, early age.
So being in a business like that, and I mean, it's a business we got to have, because at some point we all are going to go. Doesn't it take something special to be able to deal with that on a day-to-day basis? I mean, every day you're dealing with loved ones being lost by someone, friends and family. How does that work? I mean, how do you deal with that emotionally on a day-to-day basis?
Keith has always said the bad part about our business is that we bury our friends.
Yeah.
And the older we get, the more friends we have and we have given up. But at those difficult times, you try to make everything go as smooth as it can to help that family through that time of their grievance, and just try to make it as perfect as we can.
To be their last farewell, to be the best
yes.
it can be. Y'all do a great job. That's always been amazing to me, to be able to handle that and see all that, but on a day-to-day basis, be able to continue to in the business and helping folks. That's what it's all about, though, isn't it, Tammy's helping folks?
It is. There's many times, you know, you try to stay strong for the families, and there's times that we break down. We try to give them the strength they need, and of course, that comes from God.
Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Well, and y'all do such a great job. You probably got the most well-known names there is in Monterey.
We appreciate that.
And you have done a great job. Being in a small community like that, y'all are involved with so much else, too. You haven't just done the business. You made sure that you were out there helping the community. I know Keith serves on the Volunteer Electric Board, doesn't he? And,
yes.
And all kinds of different community events y'all are involved in.
Yes, and he's in the Lions Club, and we try to support all the youth and their sports and all of their functions, and try to give to be sure that our kids and our community can have those experiences growing up.
You're giving back to the community.
Yes.
I always said that's what makes good business leaders and community leaders is they've got a business and they have to operate their business, but it's giving back to the community when it's not business. It's being a part of that community, and y'all have done a great job of that. One thing I didn't know about Keith, and I'm not sure everybody else is going to know about this, but Keith works with the National Weather Service. So I'm making sure the weather report comes from Monterey?
He does. He reads the weather every morning around 8 o'clock now. And he goes out and measures the rainfall and the snow and, of course, records the temperature for the National Weather Service. He's probably done that for near 25 to 30 years now.
Wow.
Every day.
And I thought that I knew everything about Keith, but that's something new that I learned when I was researching this story. That's amazing. So we're talking with Tammy Phillips. her and her husband Keith own the Goff Funeral Home in Monterey. Tammy has a special story to tell, and when I heard it a little while back, I thought, I've got to have her on the show and let her tell her story. And so, Tammy, let's talk about that. You were featured in Tennessee Magazine not been long ago, which was a great story, but it was talking about a difficult time in your life. So take us back to 2020, and you were diagnosed with cancer back then, right?
Yes, I was diagnosed in February of 2020, along with COVID coming and along with the tornadoes that hit Putnam County.
Yeah.
So upon my first doctor's visit to go talk to my oncologist, due to all the tornado and the testing that needed to be required for that, whenever I got to my doctor with great anticipation of knowing what kind of treatment I was going to be taking, I didn't have the information I needed for different test results. So that took a little bit longer. And upon my first chemo treatment, we were greeted with, "I'm sorry, sir, but you cannot go back with your wife."
Mm.
And that was hard for Keith.
Yeah.
But a team of angels was in there.
Absolutely. My wife had breast cancer also. I mean, Timmy and it like where that one day everything's okay.
Yes.
And the next day everything's not okay. It's,
right.
It's bad. And dealing with that emotionally is tough, isn't it?
Yes. And the weight. The weight of not knowing where you stand.
Yeah. Taking those, that was the one thing I said, if could be sped up. And I know it takes time to run those tests and everything, but going from having the test and thinking everything's up probably okay, and then you get the diagnosis and you say, well, it's not. Then going back and taking all the other tests you got to have in that wait period.
Yes.
It's tough. And would you agree that's the toughest part that you had to deal with was waiting on that?
It was. It truly was very emotionally draining, the wait.
So you had stage 3?
Stage 3. My mom and I always went in October for our mammograms. In October that year, I had pointed out a knot, not feeling like it was cancer.
Mm-hmm.
The lady doing my exam felt of the knot, that mammogram come back clear and okay. In November, I had to go to my gynecologist. She did an exam and said, yes, everything's good. I was like, well, I just have this one knot.
Yeah.
And so then she felt of it and she's like, well, there is some thickening there. Let's just measure that and you come back in 3 months. I said, oh, now I don't want to be silly. If you don't think it's anything, I don't have to come back.
Yeah.
But thank goodness I went back.
You did, yeah.
And my doctors told me that my cancer had been there for 3 to 5 years. And I felt like I had fell through the cracks because I had done what I was supposed to do, go for my testing yearly.
Yeah.
And why did it not be known?
Probably a reason for that, though, Tammy. When we talk about the rest of your story and how it all came about, it's just like God had a plan for things that you were going to do in the future, turning something bad into something good. And we're going to tell you the rest of the story coming up. My guest this week is Miss Tammy Phillips. If you live anywhere around Monterey, that name is going to ring a bell. Her and her husband, Keith, they run Goff Funeral Home. Tammy has a special story that we're telling today. And back in 2020, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And even though that was a terrible disease, we're going to talk about all the things that she went through, something really good came out of that. And that's what we're going to tell today. Tammy, we talked about you being diagnosed in 2020 with the breast cancer and having to wait and find out and all those kind of things. So take us from the day you found out from that point forward.
I found out on February the 26th. My doctor had called me the night before asking me to come in. And my husband was going to go with me. And I said, well, that's just ridiculous. I said, if they were going to tell me I had cancer, they would tell me
they
to bring somebody
yeah.
with me. So he went on and he had a meeting with VEC that morning in Decatur. And so I go to the doctor and sure enough, they tell me I have cancer. And they gave me this pink book. I never looked at it. I couldn't read it.
Yeah.
And it was about breast cancer. And whenever I walked out of that office, from the door to open up to walk out that waiting room, felt a mile long.
Yeah.
And I felt like everybody knew what my pink book was.
Yeah.
And how was I going to get to that door over there in front of everyone? And so On February the 28th, one of my youngest daughter's mother passed away, and she had had breast cancer. And her daughter had been begging for prayers for her on Facebook at a certain time every day, just to lift her mother up in prayer. So at her funeral, one of her friends were there, and I pulled her in the office. At this point, I didn't have answers of where I was going to the doctor, what I was doing, anything. And I asked this girl, can I ask you who your doctor was? And so she told me. And then she told me that she had done the Red Devil treatment, and it was a bad treatment. And I was like, oh, that sounds like the devil. Oh, that's so scary. And so I said, whatever you do, please do not go out and even tell your mother that is sitting beside of you. I don't want my cancer to take away from this family's right. service for their loved one. And so then whenever I went to the doctor, I did finally find out my treatment. I found out I was going to have to do the Red Devil. That's when my world, I felt like, fell apart, because I thought this must be bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Surgery, chemo, radiation.
Yes.
I mean, it's terrible to have to go through. My wife didn't have to have chemo. She just had to have a bunch of radiation treatments. But the process of going through it and what it does to your body. And I know you. I know Keith well enough to know that your faith kicked in, right?
Extremely.
And ours did, too, in that God, this is bigger than I am. You've got to take care of it. And I know that that's what happened with you. And so that period of time, though, from the time you found out until you're finished with your last treatment, how long was that?
It was a two-year process. Almost a two-year process. And still, I still go to the doctor every 3 months. Yeah. But hopefully this time I'll get released to 6 months.
So I know y'all, and y'all started praying about this.
Yes.
And then after that initial shock and everything, one of your daughters, I think, was telling you that there was a way that you were going to be able to reach a lot of other folks through your illness, though, right?
Whenever I told them I was going to have to take chemo, my youngest daughter said, Mom, you're going to make friends with everybody at chemo. I said, well, you know it. And I got to be thinking about what I'm going to give everybody.
And you came up with prayer circles, right?
Prayer circles. Tatting. They are tatting. T-A-T-T-I-N-G. Almost a lost art.
Hold up one of them there, Tammy, and show where the...
This is my prayer circles.
And so the tatting, I kind of take it back to crocheting a little bit, but you use a needle, and it's kind of it's almost a lost art, though, isn't it?
Right. You just hardly ever see it, just don't hear of it very often anymore.
So... What made you choose this? I mean, was there something that kicked in that said, this is what I want to do?
I Googled prayer circles, and whenever I saw different prayer circles offered, I thought, I don't have to use somebody else's idea. I can do my own thing. This little lady, she was 97. She had taught me to tat years ago.
Wow.
So these are actually the dolly. It can grow to a large dolly, and this would be a center section, the very first round of what a dolly would become in the olden days.
Where'd you make your first one at? When did you actually start thinking this is what I'm going to do? And where'd you make your first one at? Do you remember?
My youngest daughter, she worked at the cancer center in Johnson City. And when we were going to go for my first consultation to talk with my doctor, she met us there, and I passed her two. I had two colors made, and I didn't want her to choose between the two. So she was the first one that I passed them to at that visit. And then I wanted to be sure that all of my closest family, my kids, my grandkids, my mom, and my husband, all had one before I started giving them to other people outside our family.
And you could make those anywhere. I mean, you were talking to me the other day that while Keith was driving, you were making them. So did that help you get through the chemo and stuff? Were you able to, while you were having to sit there doing that, were you able to make these?
Oh, yes. I had my bag of stuff I took to chemo. I took my tatting, my Bible, a songbook, and a blanket. And that was my bag of entertainment that I would do throughout my chemo treatments.
That's amazing. We're talking with Tammy Phillips, talking about her story. She had cancer in 2020 and her treatments and her cure, and then something that really came out of it really good. It's called Prayer Circles, and we got a little more to tell you about the story. A special story we're telling this week. My guest is Miss Tammy Phillips. If you live anywhere around Monterey, I know you know that name. Her and Keith run Goff Funeral Home there in Monterey. Great community leaders of ours. And Tammy has a special story to tell, and we're telling that today. Back in 2020, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and that was a terrible thing. She went through surgery and chemo and radiation, but there's something good came out of this, and it's called Prayer Circles. We're talking to Tammy about those today. Tammy, we're just talking during the break about these prayer circles that you've created and started giving out. But we were talking about when the doctor called you and was talking about your cancer. When he told you that he thought that he had got all the cancer and that you were good now?
Yes.
So there's a scripture and that came in your mind. And we were talking about that. And it's Isaiah 43, verse 2. It says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." You hung on to that scripture, right? That
yes.
That God was He was taking care of this, and that you knew everything was going to be okay. And it just really, I know y'all have a lot of faith already, but it really uplifted that faith, didn't it?
Yes. As I was reading my Bible the very morning that Dr. Weber called me with my results from my surgery, saying that he felt like he had gotten all the cancer I had just read those verses that very morning.
God took care of it, didn't he?
Yes.
Amen. So the prayer circles we were talking about, you started making those with the intention giving those to people so they would have something to be able to physically hold and look back. And every time they look at that, to know you were praying for them, right?
Yes. And we would also take those around town. Keith and I love getting out and riding around. And whenever we would be out riding around, we'd stop and give those to different people in the community and ask them to remember to pray for me. And then quickly, I changed it to, "It's for everyone in the circle of need and hurt, and we're all in that circle," because I felt like it was selfish to only ask for prayer for me.
Yeah. Well, and so it started out as, "Take this and pray for me," and there's thousands of people prayed for you. There's no doubt. Y'all are very well known in Putnam County and surrounding counties, and you had all that, which prayer is a huge thing when you're going through something like that and having faith. But then you took and turned it around, and it wasn't, "Pray for me, now I'm going to pray for you." You give out, are you getting close to 2,000 of these?
Almost 2,000.
That's amazing, Tammy. So you're giving it to these folks that every time they look at this, they're going to know somebody's praying for them, right?
Yes. It's amazing how many people, whenever I see them, they say, "Every time I look at my prayer circle, I think of you."
Yeah.
"And I pray for you."
What a way to go through something terrible like you did with the cancer and the chemo and the radiation, and then doing something that gets people to pray for you, but then turning it around to the point that now you're making something good come out of this and giving these to all these people. I mean, your daughter knew what she was talking about when she told you were going to touch a lot of lives through this. And I was thinking, my wife, when she had the cancer, that's one thing that she tried to do. She got to talk to people and see people she would have never had the opportunity to do. And you turned that into something good with these. You've got a goal with these prayer circles, though, don't you?
I do. I would like to have one in all 50 states. And one morning I woke up and I told my husband, I said, "Well, I had a dream. I want a prayer circle in all 50 states. And the last state left, we get to take it to. That last state." So who knows what that last state is going to be.
I'll tell you what, let's make it Hawaii and I'll go with y'all, okay?
Hawaii is still one of the lacking.
Yeah, hold it out. Let's keep it to the last. I'm just thinking back. Did you ever dream when you started expected this, though?
No.
That you would be giving out that many to and touching so many people's lives?
I never dreamed that it could be as big as it's become and how much bigger it can still become.
There's no end to it, is there?
None. I'm hoping I'm able to make a prayer circle the day I die.
Well, I know we were together recently, and you gave me one and took one from my home for my wife, and that pink, of course, reminded her of when she had her cancer, and she'll cherish that for the rest of her life. I mean, it was a part of our life, just like yours was, that you'll never forget. But God took you through it. And now, I always said, you've got to experience something to be able to tell other people about it. It's like you're not going to go out and hire a plumber that's never worked on any plumbing before.
Huh.
Same way with this. To be able to talk to folks that are having to go through this, you've been through it. You know what it's like. It's to be able to tell them the experience that you went through and how God took you through it. You know, the hospital started something several years ago. They had the heart patients that were having to go through open heart surgery, and they had these folks that had been through it that they took and volunteered their time then to go around and to talk to each one of those patients that was going to have it, telling them what to expect to go through it. You're almost doing the same thing with these prayer circles, aren't you?
I feel like my dad died with cancer, and I always said, if I got cancer, I would not take chemo because I feel like that's what killed my daddy.
Yeah.
But my first doctor's visit, they said, you can go home and think about this. You do not have to sign this today. I said, where do I sign? You know, that quick. I always said I wouldn't be a pink girl if I ever got cancer. Now, pink is a reminder of life.
It is.
The gift of life to me.
It's amazing how our thinking changes.
Yes.
We go through life and we think that, that's never going to happen to me.
Right.
My wife, I don't know, your dad had cancer, but in my wife's family, nobody had ever had cancer. That doesn't mean anything, though, you know?
No.
It's kind of like having a heart attack or cancer or anything. Yes, if you've got the family history, it increases your chances, but it doesn't mean you're going to get it or not get it, though.
My dad and all of his siblings died with some form of cancer. They each one had a different cancer, but they say that supposedly my cancer didn't come from my dad's family. There may be testing later that shows that, yes, it did, but...
My wife and I talk about it regularly, you know, about it's amazing and all the years that we've known about cancer, but yet they still have not come up with a cure for it.
Right.
Makes you wonder what we're eating or drinking or breathing, or there's got to be something out there that's causing it. But for whatever reason, now the treatments have got pretty amazing with some folks, a lot of folks now that have it are surviving the cancer just like you did. You went through two different phases, though. First one was when you found out that you had it. It was terrible, wasn't it?
Yes, and I was angry.
You were. That's where I was going to go with that.
Yes.
It makes
very
you angry as to why, right?
Right. And in fact, one of my prayer circles I kept because I was so mad. I was sitting and reading my Bible, and I try to make a prayer circle every morning. And I was working on a prayer circle, and I was screaming at God in our living room, all by myself, me and God. God, all these prayer circles I've made and give out, how can you not answer me the way I want you to answer me?
We want it in our time, don't we?
And I was like, I can't give this prayer circle to someone whenever I'm mad at God.
Yeah.
So it's one of my prayer circles I've kept.
And then to get that call from the doctor that you're good.
He showed up in a way bigger way than I thought. He took my cancer away.
He did, and he provided, you can call it almost a mission or a testimony. I mean, he gave you the opportunity to do something really good to help other people that you couldn't see in the beginning, could
you? No. I never knew how big it would get.
You've got a book. I was amazed at this book. You've kept up with every person that you have given one of those prayer circles to.
I have.
And do you ever just flip through there and remember names and folks and everything that that you gave them to and wonder today how they are?
Yes. And I started keeping, for some reason, one of my sisters in the fight. She was from Kentucky. Was that the reason that I started keeping up if they were from a different state? Possibly. And so I have now given them out in 35 different states, several different countries, England and Iceland, the Netherlands, Jamaica, Vietnam, several other places.
We're not just in the United States. No. We're going worldwide now.
So now I think I want them all over the world.
Hey, that goal of 50 states, let me think. Let's pick out a country we want to go to and we'll take one too. Tammy, you've got a great story and I appreciate you coming on and telling it today. I know it's difficult to talk about some of it, but these prayer circles, when I heard that, I thought everybody needs to hear about that and what you've done, how you turned something really bad into something good and reaching people in their worst times in their lives that they're really needing prayer and needing miracles. And you're providing something for them to hang on to know that at least one person is praying for them.
Yes. It's been a gift to me.
Well, I appreciate what you...
And all of these people have blessed me.
That's the thing about it, isn't it?
Yes.
The blessings are going that way, but they're coming back twofold this way, aren't they?
Yes.
Well, you've done an amazing job, and I appreciate you coming on and telling your story and continue on. And in a year or so from now, let us know. We'll update everybody and let us know where you're at, okay?
Well, I always said I wanted to show up in this the way God wanted me to. And recently I changed it to I wanted to show up in it way better than God even thought I could, even though God knows everything.
Well, you definitely have done an amazing job, and I appreciate you, and appreciate you and Keith and the job that you do for our community.
Thank you, and thank you so much for sharing my story.